This is Tom Michael with Boise State Public Radio. This past winter, southern Idaho experienced one of its snowiest and coldest on record, so we can't be blamed for wanting to look ahead into the summer. But one organization wants us to look back again. The group, based in Colorado, is called Protect Our Winters, and they held their first event in Boise this spring when they joined the Climate March at the state capitol. It was founded by Jeremy Jones, a professional snowboarder who was disappointed by deteriorating snow conditions worldwide. In 2007, he set out to give a donation to combat global warming, but he couldn't find the right nonprofit, so he started his own.
As a platform to really engage with outdoor enthusiasts over winter and our passion for winter, from skiing to snowboarding to just pretty much every outdoor activity really relies on a heavy snowpack. When we think about fly fishing, we think about trout habitat and how we need cold streams.
That's Lindsay Burgoyne, a spokesperson for Protect Our Winters. She admits her boss could have donated to the Sierra Club, but he wanted to meet his people where they were, out shredding the gnar.
And I think also it was a way to, you know, take a really complicated, complex issue that's become extremely politicized in our world today and take that down a notch and talk about it in terms of emotion and passion of, doesn't winter look different than it did when you were a kid?
We spoke to Burgoyne on the day the Trump administration announced it was going to pull the United States out of the Paris Climate Accords.
We're extremely disappointed in that decision.
But the organization also has a contradictory relationship with the president, who gave them a $5,000 donation 2 years ago. A professional athlete associated with the group appeared on Donald Trump's reality show, The Apprentice.
And when he fired her, he asked what he could do for her, and she asked that he would donate to Protect Our Winters.
Burgoyne says despite Trump donating to an advocacy group fighting climate change, she says it's clear he's not in support of their mission. They're concerned with letting other fans of outdoor sports know about changing conditions in the American West. For KBSX News, I'm Tom Michael.